intro.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone loves yes. it. Shayna is the star of this.
This was not ever intended to be an intro.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
There it is. Oh, yeah, baby.
So funny, I love man.
It. I could listen to it all day.
All right, it's the Swallow.
In your fluffy shoes.
Because the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
That's so great.
The Swallows are here.
This is what happens when your husband has control of the recording device.
The Swallows are here.
I had no idea. And then the next show, it turns it on, he plays it, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you recorded that? Yeah.
When I heard it happen, I had to grab it.
As we were just sitting here,
I wouldn't
here
be a
waiting.
Good audio engineer if I didn't.
We were waiting for our first live podcast to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just got off work, so I'm all jazzed.
Yeah, jabber jabber.
Yeah. That was funny. You cracked me up.
You cracked me up. Hi, guys.
Hello.
We have guests in the house. Today we have Heather and Bo.
Woo woo.
If that is your real name.
It could be.
You can't say for sure in this kind of situation.
Right.
First off, I want to say that Heather brought us a handmade gift before we
love
get into
it.
Anything, and it's just become my most favorite thing. I'm going to put everything I drink into it.
I know you are.
It's a koozie that you crocheted yourself.
I did.
Of a nice pink lady with big old hooters and some nice pink nipples and
a
really
Christmas tank top.
Festive Christmas
bikini top.
This right one must be her big one.
It must be.
Because this one keeps slipping
out,
which I don't mind. A little nip slip every once in a while from my koozie. But thank you so much.
It is awesome.
This is great. We'll share it. Shane and I'll share it.
We'll put it in Swallow Nation.
Another one.
It's gonna. Yeah, we'll get a picture up on Swallow Nation right now.
Yeah, people are going to want them, so be prepared.
Yeah, you might get orders for Christmas.
Okay.
So I don't know how we do that. Well, after this podcast, you might get orders for who knows what.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. It might work out good.
Heather and Bo are new friends.
Yeah.
How did you end up here? You reached out to Shayna.
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Reached out. Well, because we've had all the guests on that we have on, who are the wonderful people that we know, right? And then you had reached out and said you guys were new to the lifestyle.
That is right.
And
that
you could come on and talk about it.
Oh, right, what it's like to be, because everyone always thinks that Shane and I are swingers.
Yeah.
And people have thought that for a very long time.
Yeah.
And so you guys,
it's not
as
our fault we're so friendly.
It's not.
We're
it's
just
not.
Friendly.
We're just a sexy couple.
Yeah, we are.
We've been told that's just, we can't help it, you know? That's what you hear too? That you're a sexy couple? Or that's what you guys were thinking
I hear
about
she's
us?
She's a sexy girl.
I thought that about you. I listened to you forever.
Yeah. Oh, on the show? Yeah.
And I actually thought you were swingers.
See,
everyone does. Fine. It's not a bad thing. I'm not ashamed if people portray or thought that about us. It's fine. That's just the line that we don't cross personally.
No, but we know a lot of swingers.
We know a lot
of swingers. We hang out with a lot of swingers.
We do.
And we love all of them. They're some of the best people we know.
Yeah, we are known to fraternize swinger establishments.
Yeah.
But we just have our own line, and we always have had it. You know, it's just something we established at the beginning, which is great for us and great for everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys are you like newbies?
Kind of.
Sort of.
We're
We've been doing it about a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty new.
It is pretty new.
Yeah.
It's pretty new.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It's so exciting, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's this whole new world so that's the thing. It's like you don't always have to be a swinger, but be open minded. Go places.
Yeah.
Try things.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna teach you stuff about yourself.
Oh, it is.
It does.
That's the best part, I think, that it's always been for Sean and I. Sean and I have been this way since day one. We met
at the
bongathon, right? We had sexcapades that night in front of people at this giant camp out. And
so your first experience was in front of people.
Our very first sexual experience was we did two different sexual experiences that evening, and both of them were being witnessed by others.
That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, so it we came great. Right out. It was great. The first one was, the first one was we were like, she's like, come with me, I want to give you a blowjob. And I was like, okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't even know if she said that. She just was like, grab my shirt, come on. And yeah. So we find ourselves up against the fence, and I'm on the ground, and I'm out, and she's giving me, and all of a sudden, I see this thing coming in the distance, and it's a dude on a bicycle with glow sticks all over.
Covered in glow sticks.
In the spokes, everywhere.
So as it's coming towards you, you're like, what in the fuck? Now, we ate mushrooms that night, and we were drinking heavily from the beginning. And he's coming towards us, and we're like, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? So I just keep going. He stopped. We looked. We talked to him for a minute. Like, hey, how's it going? He's like, good. Don't stop on my account. And I was like, cool.
Okay.
So I didn't. You know what I mean? And we just kept.
I was helpless.
Right? Oh, yeah. I've been there.
And that was great.
And that was great. And so then later on, you know, there were just people around. We were just in a tent with a bunch of other people.
Okay.
Kind of house.
No, it's way better than that. And they were switched.
Yeah.
The tent happened first.
Oh, I don't know. It was a lot of things happened. It's but so every great. Time there were people
My
there.
My most favorite
so
thing.
It was.
This is what happened that night.
Oh,
that
boy.
I was like, so we get there. No. I'm going with my girlfriends. I don't know Sean. I've met him one other time before this time. And so when we pull into camp, I only see him. And then I'm like, I know that guy. I met him once. I know that he knows Paula. This is where we're supposed to be, right?
Uh-huh.
So we change. I just change right in front of him because I'm not modest at all. So I change out of my office work clothes, get into my party clothes. It kind of sets the stage. He's just like, oh, my God. Time goes on. It's getting cold. He has on overalls with just overalls, no shirt underneath it, right? So he says to me, can I change in your tent? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Well, outside of the tent door is a cooler. So I just sit on the cooler. He goes in the tent. He doesn't close the door. So I'm looking, and I'm like, what's he going to do over there? And then he steps in front of the door, and he's just looking at me with his cutest look on his face. And he freaking unsnaps that last overall and just falls to the ground, and he's completely naked. And I'm like... I fucking love this guy. This is so awesome.
I wanted to send a clear message.
Yeah. It was clear. It was clear. So shortly after that, the night goes on, and then I'm super dirty. And so I'm like, hey, come on, let's
go ahead. What? Where are we going?
I'm just going to tell the story.
Tell the story. Which start? Don't tell my horrible, embarrassing part.
Okay, then I can't tell the story.
Yeah, tell the next part of the story.
That's the best part of the story.
You don't get to tell that part of the story.
Anyways, we go in and we fool around in my tent. Well, my girlfriend, who went up there with me, is already fucking drunk and passed out, right? So she's passed out in the tent because she's sleeping in my tent. It's a huge tent. It's a two-room tent, right? So we're in the back room. She's in there freaking passed out. We go in, fool around while she's passed out. He's like, she's passed out right there. I'm like, so what? She's fucking passed out. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Right? So we do what we do, and then we leave. Then later that night, the guy on the bike happened.
The guy? Really?
Yes.
I really thought the guy on the bike was first. Mm-mm. All this time.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, because it was still daylight because I left you in the tent, and then I came back in. But I can't tell that part.
Oh, well, that part. Yeah. There was a burp. It doesn't matter.
It sounds so
good. It's stupid.
It
it's
is
a stupid
so great.
Part.
No,
yeah.
It's not. It was so great.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you get a point in your life when you're like, I'm just going to be me to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened when we met.
Yeah.
So,
both of us were unknowingly doing that at the same time.
Yes.
That's awesome.
The
right?
night we
he
met.
Had gone up with that intention because he was in the horrible relationship that he was just getting out of. I had just ended the only relationship I'd ever been in. And it was a short one because I never had a boyfriend. So we went up there and it was like, all right, yeah, we're just going to be the most authentic. That's what I thought. I'm just going to be Shayna.
Yeah.
I give no fucks. I don't care. I'm just going to be Shayna.
Yeah,
that's
and then, awesome. And I was just going balls to the wall. And I want this girl, and I'm going to show her all my bits, all my jewels.
It was so great. So
awesome.
Great.
Everything I got to give, and then it was worked out.
Yeah.
So far.
Right. We woke up the next day. It was raided.
Mm-hmm.
First thing in the morning.
Yep.
So we all had to leave.
Cops blew us out.
We came home.
Riot gear and M16s.
It was so scary.
A bunch of stoning. Yeah. We're like, whoa, bro, that's like a gun, man. All right, I'm leaving.
That was funny. So we leave. He has my tent in his van. comes to my house,
yeah,
drops the tan off, mm-hmm. leaves, is with my girlfriend, and I'm like, awesome. And then, like, 10 minutes later, the phone rings, and, you know, caller ID, we had it back then.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Paula's name pops up, and I'm like, oh, sweet, we're going out, we're going to the bar, because that's my girlfriend, and I'm like, oh, we're here for the weekend, now we're going out. It's not her, it's Sean. And he's like, I have to come back over, can I come back over? And I'm like, are you... yes, yes, you can come back over. So he came back over to my house that night and never left.
Huh.
Nah.
The next day he showed up with the kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Uh-uh. And he was like,
come on.
And how many years? It's been like 20-some years.
20 years. That
20
was,
years. That's awesome.
That was 99. August 22nd of my birthday weekend.
Yep.
That's why he had to call you from a landline. Because,
yep.
like, cell
phone. 1999. Cell phone until, like, 2003, yep. probably. 2002.
No, we had one.
I don't know.
2 years later, I think, we had our first
2001.
Cell phone. But that
was
his
from 7-Eleven. Remember those?
Yeah,
that was so convenient. We'd, like, get some coffee and a phone.
A phone?
Yeah.
That's great. But that necklace he wears, I gave to him that night.
That weekend.
Yep, that Aww. Sunday night, because that was his birthday.
Yeah.
So after he left, took the kids back to their mom.
Yeah.
I made him dinner and a cake and did all this birthday surprise for him. So then when he came back, and then he was hooked.
I was hooked. Immediately, I was hooked.
That's like us.
Yeah.
So what about, how long have you guys been married?
13 years.
13 years.
Good job.
15 together.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We got set up on a blind date. She was supposed to meet somebody else that night. They set her up with, and we ended up talking. And
Awesome.
So it was kind of,
So it was like a no-call, no-show from someone else?
No, he was there.
He was there. I just started talking to him.
But he was lame.
Lame.
Well, how did you end up there?
That's a long story. My work gave us tickets to a concert,
okay,
and I had a spare ticket, and it was like two extra beers, and then my friends were like, well, can we bring this girl along? And she's here to meet somebody else. It's not a date.
So your ticket went to her.
Yeah.
So that I could
She stole my beer.
And
I was upset. That was my free beer.
He didn't care. He's like, just give me your drink ticket.
Let that seat stay empty, and I can have both those beers.
I can have all my free beer.
It was a seat and a beer.
Yeah. And now look.
And now look, yeah. Well, they introduced me to her, and I saw her, and I was like, oh, no, I'm good without having a free beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm good.
And it
She's
worked.
Like, well, and I ordered Corona, and you were like, she ordered a good beer.
That's right. I love it. I love it. Yeah, then you're like, okay, you can keep the ticket.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was, it was worth it.
It was worth it. Mm-hmm. Still this day, huh?
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So.
And then what, you guys, did you go from there and just start canoodling? Or did you just start dating?
We went on a date right after that.
We did.
And then I was at her house and she hugged me and goes, I hug all my friends. I was like, ah, crap.
I was like,
that sucks. And then I think I went back to her house like two nights later and she's like, well, we should just get it over with. I'm like, what's that? She's like, we should just kiss.
Yeah,
because he was so shy.
Oh,
yeah. Like, this is going to take forever if we go on your scale, buddy.
Exactly. So we did, and I was like, oh, God, she likes me. So I ran out of the house after that.
Yeah,
I was
like, oh, I got to go home. Like,
oh, this girl likes me, you know?
And then I went, what the hell?
You pushed her down, and then you ran out of the house.
I was just like, ah! Well, it was like two nights later, I went back. And I was like, we lived an hour apart at the time.
Yeah,
so,
we did.
And I went back and she's like, well, we should just get it over with. I'm like, what's that? She's like, well, you know, let's just have sex.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I was like, holy crap. And we did it. And then,
did it.
And it just went from there.
And she was the first girl that I ever moved when you had sex. I was like, oh my God, a girl's moving.
She's moving. What's wrong with her?
She's like dead fish. Like, why are you moving?
I was like, wow, you want to get on top of me?
He was like, I've never, it's like, wow. And it's like, well, that's when you get a good one.
You get a good one. Someone that participates.
Right.
Yeah. You need equal participation.
Absolutely.
For sure, yeah.
That's so great. I love it.
Yep. And then.
So then 15 years together, things are good.
Things are good.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. And he moved in with me like
three months after we met.
Yeah. So it was pretty quick too. Not as quick as you guys.
Well,
but,
you know,
it was pretty quick. And
some people have commitment issues.
Sean had a goal in mind.
Yeah.
It was great.
Saying it was mine from the moment I met her. So I can't, I know that it happens to a lot of people, but I can't explain it. And
the
whatever.
First time
it's
I met
It's the same
him.
As that. It's just I was at a place where I was ready to go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so
my bad thing was I wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
My friends told me, I just bought a race car. Oh. I spent tons of money, and they're like, you're going to find a girl now. And I was like, no, I'm staying single. And
you did.
It was
Yeah, I dumped all my money into this car, and then
you
I met her.
Race car?
No.
And we sold it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
You get another one.
Yeah.
I can someday. Someday.
Something new, right? Yeah. Something more fun. I love it. Sean and I met briefly. So my girlfriend Paula is how I met him. And so we were going out. And she was like, we got to stop by this birthday party. And I'm thinking it's a grown-up birthday party, right? So I'm like, cool, sweet. We're headed to a party anyways, no problem. We pull up to the house, and I don't see Sean. I just hear him. He is yelling at her, is that a piece of shit car in my fucking house, man? And she is not even out of the
car. It was a piece of shit.
She's not even out of the car yet, and she is like, fuck you, talk about that car, man. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. He comes around the van. We're walking across the street. He and her are bickering back and forth. He just stops. Hi, I'm Sean.
Hey.
And I was like, hey. And that was the rest of the night. He was stuck by my side the rest of the night, talking me up, chatting me up the whole time. Well, because I'm super single Shayna, I'm like, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to a party. And that was it. And then I saw him 2 weeks later at the Bongathon. And that's when
the crazy happened.
I bought my ticket to the Bongathon that day when I found out she was going. I sure
he is like, you better get me a ticket, Paula. You better get me one.
Funny.
Paula. She's like, okay.
We need to get
okay.
Paula in here.
I know. I fucking love Paula. And without Paula, we wouldn't have Sean.
We wouldn't.
That's awesome.
I was actually going to ask if you still talk to Paula. Because the friends the friends that introduced us, we've just kind of, you know.
It disappeared.
Like we just.
He was obsessed with her.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
But they, I mean, they've. Well, that, had children and gotten divorced now and stuff, so they've moved. I mean, we just haven't kept in touch.
No. Well, I was just going to say, did the guy that you were supposed to blind date with, did he like you, but then you didn't like him?
No, he was my boss.
Oh, bummer.
No, and he, to this day, he actually came to our wedding.
Yeah, well, he did.
He's cool, he met his wife
His wife caught my bouquet.
Okay, and they got married.
Yes.
Yes.
So
it worked. I mean, it worked good.
I love it.
It worked out perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was all
life
meant to
is
be.
Crazy.
I don't know. When I met Sean, I felt like I don't know. Everyone kind of you were just this guy, just this like novelty guy.
Yeah, I was like arm candy.
Yeah, and then I met him, and I was like, oh my gosh! And then
I met you,
yeah.
Oh no, I was a nut.
Mm-hmm.
I was a nut guy. I was the crazy guy.
Yeah.
That you weren't having fun until you threw up, and I was the guy that was doing
that was
it
me.
All.
That you know was what you.
I
mean? Yeah,
yeah just a wild guy. Yeah. And so
that was Swallows,
kinda,
man.
Yeah, they all just kind of thought like, oh yeah, whatever. He's just that guy.
Fucking
and
Swallow.
Then he meets me. And everything changed. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's kind of, I think, why you kind of stopped talking with people is because you found where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just stopped hanging out with the meth heads, you know, because I was hanging out with Shayna.
Right.
So I, you know, like a lot of my friends were partied. I still see, like, my good friends, they're still in the neighborhood. We don't hang out, but.
It's so great. One of his friends. He freaking loved me when he first met me the very first time. Like, I'm standing right there, right? And he looks at Sean, and he's like, just kind of mouths to him, is this your trim? Right? And I'm like, and so I said, yeah, I'm his trim. And then he's like, oh my God, like, you saw me? I'm like, yeah, I'm not a dumbass girl. I'm like a fucking awesome girl.
Awesome.
And so then he fell in love with me. He got married at his wedding reception. He takes me out, his friend, takes me to his car. Hey, if you just say the word, and we can just get in this car and drive away.
Oh, my God.
Because he just bought a new Corvette. Oh, okay. So it's 87.
I'm like, this is your wedding reception. And he's like, I know. I got credit cards she doesn't know about. We could just go. And I'm like, my phone is coming alive.
What in the hell?
How weird. Yeah, it was really interesting. And I laughed so hard. I came in. I was like, he just told me to get in the car and go with him. He goes, what are you going to do?
Are you going? Just, at least get some cash. Try to get that car.
Yeah.
It's like a 77 Stingray, I think.
It's 77. Beautiful.
Oh, and it was pristine.
It's beautiful.
It was so 70s with a fake wood grain or whatever.
Oh, that's
dash.
Cool.
Those click knobs. Oh, it was great.
Oh, that's
fucking
awesome.
Makes me laugh.
I love
that guy.
Those Stingrays.
He tried to date my sister. Yeah. And then he was like, I can't date your sister. she's nothing like you. I'm like, oh, I told you that. Like, yeah. I fucking told you that, dude. Come on.
Oh, no.
We're not all this awesome.
Nope.
No.
Well, that was the guy that introduced us. I met him through my sister. And remember, he told you, he's like, she's way hotter than her sister.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, but we have this contract. We could be friends with benefits.
And I was like, no, there was nothing ever going on. That was not happening.
I was super slutty when I met Sean.
Yeah, I was too.
But that's part of it, right? Like, mm-hmm. That was just my personality, always. I was always super friendly, always super flirtatious. I did absolutely whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. Nobody told me what to do.
Yeah.
Because I had four older sisters, I knew a lot more than I should have ever known. And I used that to my advantage, mm-hmm. you know? And then when I met him, he was super flirtatious. I can't say he was slutty. Because he
I was slutty
tried
in my heart.
To be slutty.
I was slutty in my
I
heart.
I was too.
I was. I wanted. I could have been slutty had I had the opportunity.
Yes.
And the first time I was balls out to do it, I found my perfect slut. Uh-huh. So, you know what I mean?
That's you.
That is me. Oh my
God. That's it. He calls me that all the time.
Oh, I'm yeah. Like, my perfect yeah. slut. Because, you know, we have these images in our minds of these women that we want and the things.
Yeah.
We, you know, it's pornography does it to us.
Yep.
We can all say it, that you see these things over and over and over, and that's what you expect sex to be like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then you meet chicks and have sex with them, and then they don't move. And you think, oh my God, I may have put her to sleep.
Exactly.
You know, this isn't like Big Boners 3 at all.
Oh, no, she was She was alive still.
That's right. That's like ever since we started being swingers, he's like, they all move.
Now I'm like, these girls move. What's the difference with that?
Because they want to be
there.
They want to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. It's like people struggle in their sex. It's like, well, do you even really understand what it is you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you even understand what it is you want? That's why it's like Sean and I, we don't need to have sex with other people. We'll totally watch you have sex.
Yeah.
And while you're having sex, we'll probably start having sex.
For sure.
But, like, that was, I don't know, that's part of our contract. That's part of our agreement. That's part of our deal, you know?
For me, I wasn't super oversexed or had a lot of sex before I met Shayna, but I did know the moment and every time that we have sex, that's the best sex for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, we say that now even, like, we like watching each other with other people. But it's always like that reconnection sex.
Yeah, after that.
Yeah,
that's the stuff.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Because we know a lot of people. But the first time you guys were having sex with somebody else, was it what you thought?
The first time
didn't turn out at all like we were thinking, because we were so new going into it that we met a couple and they preferred to do separate rooms.
Yeah, because they were because you were wearing the wristbands.
No, we should.
The wristbands was not our first experience.
Yeah, okay, no, good.
You know, we're all on websites and we met them on a website. Yeah. And we went out and had drinks with them the first time, and nothing happened. And then they had talked to us about how they really enjoy doing separate rooms. And they come back together and they talk to each other about their experiences. And us going into it, we were like, we want to be watching each other. But for whatever reason, we thought,
they talked us into it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's your first time.
They talked us into it, and it sounded really interesting. We were like, okay, let's try that.
Their approach to it is like, here's the blue pill.
Yeah.
And they thought it would be easier for us.
This would be step number one in the communication already.
Yes. It's a learning experience.
Absolutely.
All the way through here. But then we did the whole separate thing, and it took a toll on us, like figuring out.
I felt guilty.
Right out of the gate, you broke a boundary.
Yeah, so we right away, we were like, okay, that is not for us. Mm-hmm. And right away, I was like, well, maybe we shouldn't do this at all.
Right.
Well, then he's all, gotta try everything twice.
I agree.
It was, because it's cheaper.
Well,
you
can't blame it up.
There's so many options.
There is.
And after you kind of, I feel like after you experience that one where you feel defeated, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, I have to see if it's me or if it's the situation.
And we've learned, like, everybody, like, this, you call people swingers, but everybody has a different dynamic.
Exactly. Yeah. Swingers, such a broad.
Like, you guys have your boundaries. Yep. Like, everyone has a different thing they're looking for.
And a different definition.
Yes.
There's a different
definition. Well, and sometimes those definitions totally play to what they want to have happen.
Yes. Yeah.
To what they want to make happen in that situation.
Not a standard.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we could still try this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And because we know so many people, we've gone to swinger parties, we've gone to swinger places, we've talked to people, we watch. And so then you just see things and it's like, oh, trickery is happening right here. Yeah. Watch, let's watch. And then you watch.
Yeah.
And you see it like play out.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Hey, but then it gives you that opportunity to be like, well, if that was us, what would we have done?
Yes.
Yeah. True.
What would we have done in that situation? Would we have reacted the same way? Would we have reacted differently? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have men that have approached me and I'm just like, no, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for telling me you love my boobs. Yeah. I do too. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you want to touch them, but I'm good. You know, and then, oh, come on. And it's like, and then you can blatantly just be no, or you can be nice about it. It kind of depends on the situation,
mm-hmm.
which you learn
for sure
as it goes on.
Yeah, very you true. Learn every time.
Every time.
We have, like, stories to come back to each other, like, okay, I didn't like this or I liked that. But our second experience
was awesome. Yeah.
It was very awesome. I learned I'm way more bisexual than I ever thought I was.
Oh, the journey.
Oh, the journey.
Yeah,
I mean, he knew it.
At first, it was, I just want to touch a girl's boobs and kiss her and see how soft her body is. And now it's like,
I'm all over it.
Yeah. She's like, I have to have her first.
Yeah. Like, I love women now. I'm like, ooh. And it changed a lot.
Ah, interesting. Well, I guess it gave you the freedom to explore that side of yourself in the safe zone. Because of that, you've been able to embrace it.
Yeah. And now when we look at profiles and he's like, oh, they're cute. And I'm like, is she straight or is she bi? Right. And I'm like, oh, right. Nope, not that one. Go on.
Yeah, because I guess there are the non-bi.
You know what I think? It really helps if everyone is just a little bi.
I think so, because a little bit.
Makes the situation more comfortable.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if there is an unintentional touching or whatever, no one freaks out. No one's like, huh. I mean, because we always talk about it too, right? Like, if you ever imagine going to a giant ass orgy, we can't have people like, don't touch my dick. Oh, my dick.
Dude, you grazed me.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You can't even, because a lot of times you're not even really looking at that other person.
Yeah.
You're just going in for a scoop or whatever, and maybe you do a little accidental touching. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's what he's like. He's totally straight, but he's understanding of there might be some bumping.
They don't reach over and grope me. I'm all right. If they bump me, I'm good.
Right. So. Well, this is what we always talk about. How do dudes do DP? Don't touch my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're going to jam your dick hole. Dicks in a hole and rub them together. And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. But don't touch it once it comes out of there. I mean, that's where it's just like all these double standards, right?
It's
like,
kind of
what the fuck, man? I don't know. It's pretty funny, though. But no, but you can see. You can see what people's intentions are when you're watching the situation.
Yeah.
You can see if the man is bi or if he's more wanting to go towards the man.
Yeah, you know,
because that's the thing that guys will do too. They'll be, oh no, it's fine. But then in the moment, here he's coming up. Oh yeah, come on, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're like, whoa, dude, no, that's more than bumping.
Nope, that's my
ass. You're no longer a casual observer, my friend.
You look at her. And you're like, is that your finger?
Yeah.
And she's like, not my finger. And you're like, okay, buddy.
Yep.
Back that finger out.
Yep.
You know? Exactly.
We haven't actually had to experience
not yet.
Any.
Everybody's been pretty respectful.
Everyone's been really respectful.
You're a year in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot. We have seen so much.
The more you get comfortable,
yep.
the more things happen. And like for us, we'll just put ourselves in the situation just to be like, okay, let's see what crazy things do or do not happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of fun. We should do that.
Just to watch, just to be there as like a silent observer in a sense.
Listen, I've been a silent observer
fringes.
With
oil. You know what I mean?
Right? And we'll be watching and I'll be like, God, that's so dry.
Yeah.
God, they are not enjoying that. How can you be enjoying? And then I'll just walk over with a handful of oil and rub it in there and walk away. And then they're like, oh, thank you. You want in? I'm like, nope, just watching me. Y'all need some help there.
Just assistance.
That's awesome.
I tell them all the time, I wish I had a squirt bottle. Across the room.
Well, there was the guy that one time that had a ketchup bottle-like thing.
God.
And it was,
He just squirted it in there. I don't even know.
Coconut oil is what he said.
Yeah. I don't even know. But that's funny.
That's risky.
Shit, right?
Oh, yeah. So, that could have been laced with anything he's squirting on your
absolutely.
Junk.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't want that on. No.
Yeah. You don't want strangers squirting stuff on your junk.
Junk, yeah.
Stranger danger right there.
It's so great. It's so great.
It's different.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. And because, like, Sean and I are so comfortable with our lifestyle.
Yeah.
Man, we have some fun.
Yeah.
God, we will just...
Because we can say anything at that point. I can laugh at people when they say, oh, no, you should really let me try and she'll really have a good time or some shit
my
like that.
Favorite.
Or the dudes say, those dudes say, yeah. like, my oh, favorite. But I can show her how it is. Yeah. It's like, dude, you make me laugh. She is about to humiliate you.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Do something, honey.
So you guys get approached a lot because you're...
We get approached a lot.
Being nudist, you go to a lot of swinger-type places
where
you
because that's where you can be naked.
I wouldn't say a lot, but we go to places where you can hang out nude.
Okay.
We would go and hang out around by a place where we go and have some of the best conversations of our lives.
Sometimes
it was,
I could see that.
That was where we would actually be able to talk about the kids.
Talk about
talk
everything.
About life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And we've done that with some swinger friends too. Yeah. We've had friends.
Not
we've,
speak with anyone else. Just the two of us. Just be able to get away from this house. Get away from the kids.
Yeah,
get away from the jobs. And now you're in this place where you're completely kind of anonymous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're in a dark place and you're nude and you're hanging out and you're having some drinks and you can float in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people don't talk to you or bother you.
If you don't want.
If you don't make eye contact. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which we didn't make eye contact for 15 years.
No, that's not true. We would talk to people, but sometimes
so
when
are you looking at something other than their eyes?
You look at everything. That's what I tell people.
Just don't look up. You know
I
what
tell
mean?
New people that too. When you go, just look them up and down.
Yeah.
It's just what you, because then it's just done.
Yeah.
And then it's just done.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's
but,
true.
But we could just sit there in our
I
own little bubble and really
that's
kind
true.
Of dissect
but, like,
life.
We go to
that's
the
good.
Nude
and talk
hot springs
about people all
the time.
At the same time.
And it's the same there. The nude hot springs are the same. You can talk to people or you don't have to talk to people.
See, and we've been to the hot springs too,
well,
but we
after
just
dark.
Yeah, after dark. We just
well,
like,
you need to go to some that are nude during the daytime.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
We do.
Because
get out in the
there's
sun.
Like we go to one and it's a little further
incredible.
Away and that's what I tell everyone. Being naked by the pool in the fucking summer is the most amazing thing on the planet.
Huh. Nothing
you're just
better.
Getting sun.
Huh.
You're just
better.
Out there suntanning. You're just, and then you get in the water and you get out. And now same thing. You can go over and talk to the people sitting next to you.
Yeah.
You could talk to everybody,
yeah.
or you can just sit there silently and talk to yourself
mm-hmm.
and
never
people.
Talk to anybody.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's more about being nude, because that was kind of my question for you guys.
Yes.
Where do you go to just be nudist and not be around
the well, other stuff? The number one place to go and be a nudist and not have any sexual, any kind of anything is a nudist resort.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's not, and sexual contact and stuff is not
permitted.
Permitted
okay.
at
okay.
a nudist resort.
Like when you're at the pool, it's like you're at a public pool.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you can't wrap your legs around him and
making out
with
okay.
him.
Like
in
that.
You guys can talk. You guys can, you know, you can fucking play Marco Polo in the pool.
Yep.
You can do anything you want, but nothing that looks sexual
mm-hmm.
okay.
in nature. Because when you go to those nudist places, there are children there.
Sometimes.
That are
okay.
also naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's a family resort.
So is there places close by that you guys can go to that are just...
Oh, yeah.
There are.
Okay.
Well, not to you, unfortunately. There's a place 20 minutes from us.
Right. The mountain.
We're a little too far.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
okay.
you're an hour north or something.
Yeah, so it'd be like an hour
like
and a half for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Mountain Air Ranch.
Yeah.
It's a nudist resort right over here up in the hills. And it's fantastic.
Amazing.
Oh. And I'll tell you something else. You go there and you see the children, they make you feel more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, I
you know,
I could see that a little
because
bit.
Because they're the ones just running and playing on the slide and playing in the pool.
And it's the innocence of, like,
absolutely.
They,
yeah, it,
they,
it takes
absolutely.
Away all
yeah.
that perversion.
But up there, you
that's
can camp.
Cool.
You
oh,
can,
yeah.
They have a cabin you can
oh.
stay
outdoor
at up there.
Showers.
They
that'd
do
be awesome.
Theme parties year-round.
Yeah.
But when you join that, then you join, what is it, the National Nudist Society.
Association. Like
yeah, and so it's a whole thing. But then you find out where they all are all over the
country. Okay.
That you can go to.
Yeah.
You meet different people.
Yeah.
I mean, you see grandparents with their grandchildren up there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's
you
really
know,
cool.
And then
yeah.
you see their children come in, the parents of these grandchildren, and, all right, Mom, well, we're going to go back to the cabin. We're going to,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Like
and
generations.
Get the kids
oh,
and
okay.
just,
cool.
you know. I mean, they do, like, body painting competitions. I mean, it's a fantastic place. They have
oh,
hundreds
wow.
and hundreds of hiking miles that you can hike in the mountain completely naked.
Oh.
And once you go into
to
the resort
this podcast.
Yeah. Once you go into the resort, you are in there and you can be naked the entire time. Place. So, like, we go and camp up there. And it's the best thing in the morning. Like, you open up your tent and you open up your door because you're going to go to the bathroom that's just right over there. Right? Because the community kitchen is right there. Okay. And so, and here comes a dude walking down with his towel over his shoulder going to the outdoor shower.
And all you need to do is put your flip-flops on and go walking right over there.
That's it. You just wear shoes.
Shoes. And always carry a butt towel.
Yeah, butt towel. Butt towel Crocs. On your Crocs.
Gotta have a butt towel. Always have a butt towel.
And always have a butt towel. Yeah. But
that is one of my most favorite places
to go. That's one place. The other places are the nudist hot springs. And it's very much the same thing. There's no sexual contact.
Okay.
And you'll see families there.
Yeah.
Oh. Like when you go to the one, when we go to the one in Pueblo, there'll be people there barbecuing with their kids.
Right there on the side of the hot
spring. And a couple of their kids will be nude and a couple of them won't.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's all individual.
Or they'll start out with their clothes on and then take them off as the day goes on. You know what I mean? So it's an interesting dynamic to watch.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Because it's like, oh, and then like when you're talking, you're trying to put it together, or you just go over and ask. You know, I mean, that's like when we camped at the hot springs and that was so amazing.
That was so
great. We're going to do that again. But we like just start talking to people, you know, and they, oh, we live over here. We live over here. This is our schedule. We know we're going to be here. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is the only day you're required to wear clothes at that hot springs.
Interesting.
You know, the rest of the time it's clothing optional.
Yeah. And that guy was like, and this is my wife. And this is my girlfriend. And that's our kid. And my girlfriend's kid and mine. And this is my wife's kid. And it was like, couple of them were dressed. So the little boys, of course, are running around naked.
Yeah.
Boys don't care about nothing. And
mostly the little girls will have bottoms on, if anything.
Very casual, you know? It's very cool. That's been the coolest place, I think.
See, that was my question for you guys, because, like, for us, we don't look into like nudist stuff, but we've learned so much about where swingers meet. So I'm like,
well you would be surprised like a community too. How much it overlaps.
And I'm sure it does.
Because when you go to Mars, you're going to see people that you've seen at parties, that you've seen other places, because the lifestyles run. They're the same.
They are.
The only thing is a boundary.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You go places and have a boundary.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, okay.
We've never been to Scarlet Ranch. Have you guys ever been there?
We are going for her birthday.
We wanted to for her birthday, but we have not been.
It's like super expensive.
Yeah,
right?
It is expensive.
And I don't think you can run around in there naked.
I don't think. There's designated spots from what I hear.
Right.
But you can't just walk around naked the whole time.
Yeah.
That just gets too hard once you're drinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. We went to a Halloween party at a hotel, it wasn't a full hotel takeover. Like, there were families in there, too, so it was a little bizarre.
It was awkward. Yeah.
I got so drunk, I was walking around with a t-shirt and panties on. I mean, I was walking up and down halls and everything, and I was, like, not really clothed.
Right.
You get drunk.
You get comfortable. Oh, yeah. It's not that you get – you just get comfortable. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to explain to people. The first time you go, no, of course you're not going to feel comfortable. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. It's something foreign to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then you feel comfortable after a while. And then it's like, okay, okay. And then sometimes you feel too comfortable. And you're all, oh, rewind. Back up a little bit.
Been there.
Uh-huh. You know? It's like, shit, okay. I didn't intentionally mean to do that. But that leads to another conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
That was me walking around drunk asking every girl, are you bisexual? Can I touch your boobs?
Oh, yeah. Don't be that girl.
I was for a minute. Change your approach. The couple girls that I did that to were like, okay, touch my boobs.
Yeah, there are those.
They're all going to say that. Yeah. I'm just going to say they're all going to say it because a certain amount of that is also the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So when women are usually like, yes, because they know what it's doing to other people.
Right.
Don't say, are you bisexual? Like, oh my God, you're beautiful. I'd love to touch your nipple.
Well, yeah, I got a little too drunk then.
Well, your first year in.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You'll learn. Have you gone to swinger parties, like private parties at houses?
No,
we haven't done the house parties. We've wanted like to. Ours,
we're not swingers, and we've done house parties.
Oh, man.
That's how we met.
That was an experience.
That's how we met some of our very best friends.
Yeah.
I mean, because then you find yourself standing with other people like-minded like you, and you're all just like,
first time here? Yeah.
See, we gotta go. We've kind of focused on
meeting people
through the website. Yeah. Like we go on, we look at people's profiles.
I feel like a lot of people live out north though.
We have quite a few. Fort Collins seems like we've met a lot of people in Fort Collins. There's certain bars we're like, okay, there's certain bars you go to that you're like, wow, everyone here must be swingers because every time they ask us to go out, they want to go to the same bars.
Yep.
It's like,
absolutely.
There's two. There's two near us that we're like,
there's some over here too.
Yeah.
And Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yeah. we thought for a long time Hawaiian shirts were a code. Because
I still think like, it is.
You
think
it could be. I don't know. Because
we went to the party and a lot of people had Hawaiian shirts on. The dudes.
Okay.
And then we were at a bar one time, noticed a lot of people that had shirts on, and then ran into someone that was at that party and realized.
With the same shirt on.
Yeah, with a Hawaiian shirt on.
Okay.
And realized, okay, Hawaiian shirt's a thing.
Have you ever gone online and looked at all those signs of swingers?
Yeah. Like the White Rock. And the pineapple.
She wears pineapple.
We had to put pineapple.
Giraffe.
Yeah, look, I even have...
pineapple tattoo? Yeah.
No, my style.
Oh, I was going to say, you're hardcore.
Yeah. Oh, they're skull pineapples. Yeah, even better. Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. I like those. Sweet.
I like crazy socks.
Yeah, I like them.
She tries to throw it out, though.
Oh, well, they'll have to get you some tie-dye socks.
I would love to.
I think I'm wearing some right now.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
You are too. That's all we ever wear is tie-dye socks anymore. So then you guys are married 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 14 years in, you're like, hey.
I turned 40.
Let's try this thing. Yes. You turned 40. So no, who brought it up? It was you?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, that's rare. It's usually the dude.
Yeah, we've learned that. Everybody we meet, it's usually the dude.
Well, there's a couple couples. That's the woman. But I think nowadays it can be a little more open with.
I think so, too. Well, I turned 40, and I felt like I was, like, having a midlife crisis or something. Huh. And I've always
You guys had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Two previous kids, okay?
And so...
So you've been momming it up for...
Momming it up forever.
20 years.
And that was part of it, too, because the youngest one is very preteen now and doesn't want anything to do with us. And so it's just us. And we were sitting on the couch... crocheting, as you see, I like to do. And he's looking at.
Do you crochet too?
No.
I was looking at how to tie flies on YouTube. Yeah. He's
like, that's a man crochet.
Yeah, he's looking at this fishing stuff, and I'm like, okay, I've thought about this for a long time, but we need to get a life. And I brought it up to him, and I thought he would think I was crazy because.
How'd you bring it up?
I just was. Well, I watch Sister Wives a lot. So then when I watched that,
Sister Wives. That's the polygamy show.
Yeah. And I was like, you need an extra wife. And then I have
brother husbands.
Yeah. I think are way better than Sister Wives.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't deal with that many women.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Women are wonderful creatures.
One's good.
One's good.
Yeah. You don't need more than one.
No.
You got the right one.
We're busy.
One right woman can handle like three dudes.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Amen.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're sitting on the couch crocheting, and he said, hey.
I'm like, what do you think about being swingers? And I actually thought he would think it was weird because you were kind of a prude. Oh, yeah. Like, he wasn't with a lot of women before he met me. Yeah. So he's actually been with more women.
Less than 10?
Yeah.
A lot less than 10.
Okay.
Number four. I've been with more women since we've been married.
And I've
never cheated on this in this last year.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought he would freak out, and he's like, well, that's an idea. And he right away picks up his phone and starts looking up swinger stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's a research guy.
I was.
He's
a research guy. I looked it up. Oh, yeah.
You don't stop researching.
No. Yeah, you just do research. Yeah,
you keep that up.
He got the
found some videos. So you guys join any social networks and stuff?
We belong to two different social networks.
Which ones?
Cassidy and Swing Lifestyle.
Yep.
That's the ones that... what's her name? Ashley was telling us. Yep.
Yeah. So SLS was the first one we did.
SLS.
It was cheaper.
Swing Lifestyle.
That was the cheaper one, and we did that at first. Mm-hmm. And then it's been a few months, and we joined Cassidy as well.
Yep.
But they show all the parties and different things going around on in the area too.
Right.
So then that's how
we Craigslist. I mean, that's how we found that one party.
We found that one party on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And then from there we met Mary and Joey, and then that's how we learned about SLS and Cassidy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're married 27 years.
Yeah.
And they started. Gosh, we've known them a while now, but they started right before we met them.
Yeah. They were just starting in the lifestyle.
It was so crazy.
So what was your first step out? I mean, I know it was a bad experience you guys shared, the guys, but how did you get that far? I mean, where would you
was
you,
it,
and,
well,
and not end up at a party?
Well, okay, so it was a dumb look. We probably should have gone to a party, but what we did was we looked at a bunch of profiles.
Ah.
And we agreed on like five people.
And then
I said, okay, I have a favorite, but if I say it, you're just going to agree with me to agree with me. So I got a piece of paper out. I handed it to him. Wow. I said,
good.
You number them 1 through 5, and I'll number them 1 through 5, and then we'll look. Mm-hmm. And our very top match was the same people.
Okay.
And
so that's good.
We were like, okay, let's send them a message. And we sent them a message, and they wrote us back. And
now I will say the one thing, your first experience.
They had you over to their house with a double swinger room.
Yeah.
Well, we went to a bar and
went to a hotel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We played trivia and called ourselves Swingers because we had to have a name, and I think the whole bar was looking at us.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
It was awesome. It was funny.
I had a guy come up to me at Bar Bingo, and he was like, I hear you love Sean's. I'm like, I do love Sean's. He's like, I'm Sean. I'm like, oh, great. I love Sean's. And he was like, can I buy you a shot? And I was like, sure. So I give it to my Sean, you know what I mean? Because someone's driving home. So I was like, okay. And he was like, no, I bought that for you. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm driving. He's like, well, no, I mean, like, I want you to love me like you love your Sean. And I was like, okay, well, we're not swingers, you know? And he's like, no, you are. Come on, try
it.
You are.
I mean, I feel like it came across that way when you were.
That's how they.
I know. I felt like I tried to. But it wouldn't have mattered what I said.
No. They very much always tried to paint that light on
I always
on
said that we were not
because
swingers.
People react you know,
right?
to us.
I said those words.
Yeah.
But still, there was nothing else I can do to have changed your mind because, you
well,
know,
they say
it doesn't matter.
Like, oh,
I mean, I'm not blaming you.
That
anything,
one was
but,
hanging on Shayna yeah, or, oh, yeah. you were super friendly with her.
Yeah, well, that same.
I mean, they would do that all the time. And it was like,
that same
oh my
night,
God,
that
oh my
same
God.
Sean came up and asked if he could buy me a shot. And I was like, yeah, let's buy a shot. And he's like, are you sure you guys aren't swingers? And I was like, no, man, we're not swingers. He's like, because my wife really wants to fuck you. I was like, that's sweet, bro. That's sweet. I get that. But
so great.
That's just not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen.
What did the That's last so time funny. It happened? The last time it happened, he said to her, because she was much older, "What you think there's gonna be some granny love?"
Yeah.
I was like, "We don't do that."
No, and no.
She said, "Are you sure? Are you sure?"
You're sure.
And I told Sean,
"I thought you did."
Yeah.
I said, "If they knew the shit that we actually did, they would be like, okay." Yeah. We're good.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
like,
know.
Because they what? Don't actually know us.
Yeah.
They know of yeah. this ethereal thing.
Yeah. People talk
that
about
Well, I thought you guys were furries
us.
And everything.
Well, now I might
now
be
that,
a furry.
Now
that
I
might cool.
I might be a furry.
You might be a furry.
If I had a furry suit, I would love to have a furry suit and I would wear it.
As a mascot.
I love mascots. I love costumes. So, no. I would claim a furry before a swinger.
Okay.
But so. Oh, that came off rough. Felt like that was a little that swing.
That's what makes people think that. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Because we talk so openly and honestly about everything that's what it's like. And it's like, oh my God, I have so much knowledge. I don't care. Let's look. Let's learn together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but that doesn't mean that in that moment, that's what you're going to do. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, we've been together so long. It's like, nah, I'm good. Or it's like, okay, come on. Mm-hmm. I got mm-hmm. something. You got to see this. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then
yeah.
you run over and it's like, oh my God. And they're like, you want in? We're like, no. Go ahead.
We're just watching.
Keep going. We're just watching. Yeah, absolutely.
No. Do that, what we were doing a second ago before I went and got him.
Yeah. Right. Show him that. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
How many times have we come back from stuff now and be like, oh, they did this and this to me. Show me that.
Well, it was like even like little things like, like you were kissing her, and then you're like, wait, go do that to my wife, whatever
yeah.
you just did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, that can also just make it more fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it
for
does
you
make
guys.
It fun.
That's
yeah.
what's fun, yeah.
Because we learn from everybody that we've met, really.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or sometimes you're like, okay,
that's not,
it's time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had
it's
that.
Time to go.
We've had that.
Tap, 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 tap in your toe. It's time to mm-hmm. fucking go. I'm going to start the car.
Yeah.
And if
let's
you're not
go.
There in 10, I'm fucking leaving.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, because uh-huh. sometimes it can go so. The wrong
so
way.
It,
and sometimes some people can just be horrible. One time, Sean was at an event, so I went with our friends who are swingers, and they were like, oh, it's a big bar takeover. Come. And I was mm-hmm. like, great. I'll come and hang out for a couple hours waiting because it wasn't far from where I was. And then we were all going to go out. Okay, so we're there, and this guy's like chatting me up and stuff, and oh yeah, and it's oh come over here and let me fuck you. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. I'm not here for that. And he was like, what? I said, I'm just here with my friends. Oh, my God. He went off on me. Oh. Why the fuck are you here? I want to fuck you. That's what everyone's here to fucking do. And so, like, those moments, it's like, okay, yeah, this is definitely not for me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and but then like everyone else, hey, what are you doing? What's your problem? Why? What are you doing? Get away from you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, and then other people know him. Oh, I know he's such a dick. He thinks he can talk like that. He thinks he can.
There's always that guy.
Yeah, and so then it's like, oh, but in that moment, I learned so much. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay. So then when I get him, I'm like, okay, here's the breakdown.
Right, yeah.
This is what happened. Yeah. This is what, you know what I mean? And this is what we're not, I'm not ever going to experience
that
again.
And so we don't go to events or anything like that or parties or anything like that. Anymore. And that's been a long time. That's been over 10 years probably since that experience.
That was when we very first met Mary and Joey. And because, we've known them, what, like 11 years.
Because everyone there does have that expectation.
Yeah.
If you're there, you're there to swing. And then we go out and we're like, we just don't. And I don't care the amount of whatever convincing or whatever. We just don't. PDA. We just won't.
We're very like new in our relationship all the time. So we'll be making out, touching, groping. Yeah. And they'll just be like, but you guys are hot. You guys are hot. Yeah. You guys are hot. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, we're hot. And I give a really mean blowjob. But sorry, my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just our line. So it puts us in a place where we have to be very vocal. We have to talk to people all the time.
Even being swingers, though, just because we're there to swing doesn't mean that we're attracted to every single person.
That's another thing I've seen happen, too.
They don't
care.
Where
they're just like, no, you're here. This is the
thing. And it's like, but no.
I can't get on that
hair sweater. I saw you one time before, and you were like this or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen it. We saw this one couple, man, they worked as hard in the hot tub, and they were like, come on, it saved our marriage, and I just like,
and people don't realize how long we've been
you guys have been
married.
Like, they just think we don't have any idea what we're having, anyways, and so they were just really laying into us hard about, you know, it helped their marriage, and it saved them, and now they're better people, and they love each other more, and all this other stuff, and then within a couple of years, that dude was coming by himself, and so was she.
So was she. Mm-hmm. So Sean made a comment to her. He goes, we just don't. He says, that's just my pussy. That's my sacred pussy. I just keep it. And she's like, oh, well, you're all wrong.
I keep it sacred.
You're thinking about it all wrong. It's not sacred. It's not this and that. And I swear to God, the next time we went there, she was with another dude.
I swear. Oh, like,
so then I go up to her. And I'm like, hey, where's your man?
Your husband.
Well, we're not together anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And Sean's like, oh, right, because that pussy's not sacred.
It's like, you know.
Then she just floated through guys. She's one of them who came up pregnant in these 20 years that we've been living. Because
then we saw him, and he said she got pregnant.
Yep. Wow.
Because you got to have complete, you can't just go into a lifestyle that's risky, especially a sexual lifestyle, and like have no boundaries, and just like you're going to bounce around and float around. You don't know the dirty people that are in that lifestyle, and you don't know those people.
And you don't even truly know your partner's true intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And that's what we've seen a lot. Oh, we talk about it. We have boundaries. We do this and we do that. And it's like, really? Really? Then why is this happening right now? And why is that over there happening right now? And now why are you guys not together anymore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys had such good intent and such good boundaries and such good, you know, because the woman gets into it. Well, all she really wants to do is fuck every dude she possibly can.
That does happen.
And the husband's like, well, I thought this is going to fix our relationship. And she's like, yeah,
I'm fixed.
You know? And he's like, what the hell? You know? And then a lot of times in that, he meets some female that's happened to her. Mm-hmm. And then they take off together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my God. We have seen so many people together and not together. And then now there's new kids and now there's new babies. Oh, wow. And now God. All in boundaries.
Yeah.
All in boundaries.
Smart. You got to just be smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like why are you really there? That's the main reason. Why are you really there? Why are you really involving this into your relationship? Because having sex with another person when you truly have a connection with them, that is the most wonderful, sacred, and vulnerable thing you ever do.
It is.
So now why are you going out looking for that from somebody else?
You gotta be smart.
You know,
with it.
So are you out there just for the fun and the excitement and the ooh of it, or are you unhappy and you're truly looking for what you're really wanting?
Yeah. Right.
And that's a conversation that needs to be had.
Always.
Yeah. And that's our biggest thing is it's we have fun with it and watching each other, and then it's that to me, and we even talk about how hard relationships are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we don't want another relationship, and a lot of them turn polyamorous and that kind of thing. And for us, it's just the excitement of watching each other And that is truly why we got into it, and that's what we talked about before we ever got into it. That's why the first experience wasn't really what we were looking for, because we wanted to be in this together.
Right.
And you don't know that person's other intention if they're in another room.
Another room, what's going on?
You don't know.
That
was my worst What was said? You know what I mean? Because, oh my gosh, we've known some of these people long, and that it's like they'll start talking to me, and I'll be like, "Hey, man, I ain't one of your toys that you can talk to." And it's like, "Ooh, I'm wooed." Yeah. When you talk to me like that, I'm like, "Yeah, keep going. I'm good with this conversation." Yeah. Oh, let me go tell Sean of those things you just told me. Because a lot of it is manipulation and to get what they want out of the situation.
Yeah, that was we met a couple that... They're more poly than us, and they were both trying to like separate and conquer. Like, and he's like trying to flirt with me, and she's trying to flirt with him, and we both were like, "Okay, this isn't."
It's a turnoff.
It is.
Because it's like you're ruining our fun night out.
Yeah,
we were
like
here to have
secret
fun.
Flirts, like trying to. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was. It got to the point they wanted her to go out one weekend. Just with them.
Yeah, and I was like, no.
And they're like, well, we'll go out with you the next weekend.
No.
I was like, no.
We don't do that.
No, we don't do that. Someone said that to me the other day. Yeah. They were like, why don't you just go and Sean can stay? And I literally laughed out loud and said to her, fuck you.
Yeah, that's how we were.
And she looked at me and I said, do you think that's what we fucking do? How long have you known us? We don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
Don't ever fucking say that to me again. Here goes nice Shana to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Because what in the fucking fuck? I don't know what you're looking for, sister, but you need to keep looking.
Yeah.
Because you ain't going to find it here. Because I know what you're looking for and you ain't going to find it here.
And that,
you know, I mean,
that's how it was for us. It was like,
Now we're
good for you.
Like anybody we talk to, are like, here's how it is.
Yeah.
Before
you don't hold your tongue.
Here's our rules.
Yep. Yeah. Good.
If you don't like them, go.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. So. Yeah. Because there's some people that have been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
That it's like this, conquer thing, you know?
Yeah,
what
they
mean?
Do.
Like, I can get that one. Oh, I can get that.
Or
let's see what we can do here.
We've noticed too that
a lot
like,
of couples aren't happy. I think
a lot of couples aren't happy. We found that through a lot of them.
Right. But they're so happy doing this, right?
So it's like, no, you're not.
You're not.
Yeah. And then there's other ones that'll like try to. I guess we've more with me than you, where they've tried to like target just me and push him out of the way.
Oh yeah, of course.
And I'm like, no.
And the worst part is if you're nice and friendly, they think that's a fucking open door.
They do.
And you're like, I'm just being nice. I'm being cordial to you.
Yeah.
And now now you're gonna see the nasty side of me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that.
Yep.
You know, and no like real communication on their part.
Nope.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, so what's your deal? What's your guys' deal over here? What's your, you know, we just kinda wanna fuck you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's his deal? Is he cool with that? And you know, sorry, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's what we've noticed. A lot of people, they won't ask that. They just
try to manipulate
it the way
they
want
it. You know? And that's the best part. It's so funny because like now we've been doing this so long, it'll be like, oh, this is funny.
Yep.
They're trying to get me over here. Watch. You know what I mean? It becomes like this thing where it's just like, ha, ha, ha. And then you walk away.
Give me that bottle of whiskey.
And you know,
I'll tell her. You can tell her, give me that bottle of whiskey.
Because you'll have an encounter with these people, right? But then some of your good friends will come.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're having a great time with your friend. And they're like, what the hell? And it's like, well, there's no manipulation over here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is all, we all know what we're doing. We're all friendly. We're all, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We're comfortable.
We're comfortable. I'm a total instigator.
Yep.
I love taking, I'll take your boobs out. I mean, whatever. But that does not mean that I'm going to walk away and go over there with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, and so many people are like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a very predatory lifestyle.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
It definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have to be on your guard at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be afraid, like, it has to be flat out, fuck you.
I laugh because she's Mrs. Bubbly and talks to everybody and happy, and then the second they turn, she's stay out of her way.
But you have to be, especially when you're nice,
because
they still think, oh, well, we can just push her a little further, we can just a little bit more, and then you have to be like, okay, no, I'm not dumb, I am not. I mean, some women.
Yeah.
In the lifestyle, you were like, wow, you're dumb.
Yeah, we've come across a few of them.
Yeah, but you have to make it very clear. I am not. If you want that, you go over there to Sassy Sally and you can have that.
Right. Yeah.
But over here, you're not having that.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
So what do you think? You're a year in. You guys are just gonna just keep having fun.
Yeah.
You're enjoying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're enjoying it.
And yep. It is working. I don't know if it helped your marriage. I don't know if it.
No,
we
didn't.
Marriage like, works. Well, and well, I feel like it helped in the sense that we know how to communicate better now.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've had to open up more.
I mean, kind of opened
you
up more
together, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If
you on every plane, like not just sexually, but even like.
Even just about
like
other
you're saying
stuff.
Tits and tats around the house. Yeah. Even you're yeah. able to.
I feel
when it comes to kids and money and bullshit.
Yeah.
The stuff back then, you know, you thought was. Something big to talk about. Nowadays you're like, well, if we can talk about sex with other people,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's easy,
it's
now
easy.
Right,
it's easy now.
It does, it opens mm-hmm. up the doors to, you know, having a better open communication.
Oh, yeah.
It
I guess.
Really does.
It's hard, I mean, to tell your wife, hey, that girl's hot, I want to fuck her, and her okay.
Yeah,
you know,
okay,
then,
right.
You can, you know, you
right.
can say something uh-huh.
right,
you know.
Right.
So,
or like, yeah. oh, look at them. What do you think? You think
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah.
We
yeah,
play right. the yes.
I mean,
we always play the yes,
game
no
at the
game.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
We walk through the grocery store. We're like, there are yes. Yeah. yeah, there are no.
Yeah.
yeah. Right. See, you're becoming a predator.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
are.
You're
see?
Becoming
oh, we got
the predators. See? You're the, yeah. It's a predatory lifestyle.
It is.
You can't help yourself.
No.
Nope. We can't.
You're looking for the next conquest.
Yeah.
My son had a band concert. This is so
good. Oh, yeah.
We're sitting at the band concert. We have to drop him off early, but there's no point to go home and then go back,
yeah.
right? So you just sit there.
Yeah.
So as people
yeah.
are walking in, I'm like, they're a no.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes
well,
it's
it
even like,
wonder.
Oh my God, they're miserable.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
like headed for a divorce
yeah.
right
yeah,
over
we
there.
Were, like,
then
they're
sometimes
unhappy.
You think maybe they should try it. It might make
right.
them
right.
happy.
Or you wonder,
you know?
You wonder, gosh, could they be? Look at them.
We have
that's
our
really,
yeah.
really?
Like, hmm, maybe. Yeah.
We were at a bar one night and we actually saw people. And then when we started watching, they were.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
two guys separated and went with different women. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, they're really,
they're doing it. Other people are doing it. They're doing it.
We're going to go.
Well, that's what
up.
Surprised us when we got on all these websites. We're like, holy crap, there's a lot of people that do this.
Absolutely.
Not,
yeah.
And I've teased
it's not
it.
Something you talk about.
No.
But
it's very
something
quiet.
That happens.
It's very quiet. Like our friends and family don't.
No.
No.
Though they do
true.
Now.
That's not true.
Okay. No.
No.
Oh, I
one
told
night,
brother.
She's like, yeah. She's like,
you were drunk.
I'm going to tell your brother.
Were you drunk?
Oh my God.
I
thought
drunk,
it was a joke.
I'm closer to his brother than he is at times. Like we talk, him and his brother and I talk a lot.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
I'm gonna tell your brother.
I'm gonna tell your brother
go
and he goes,
it.
Go for
I thought,
it. And I go,
that was
okay.
A joke.
So I just told him and he was like, oh cool, whatever makes you guys
no,
happy.
His thing was,
and
I can't find a girlfriend. You guys are out having sex with all kinds of people.
Yeah. 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 He should find a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be weird probably if you guys brought him along.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't bring him along.
That's
either.
A whole
third.
Different brother husband.
That is a lot of fun though.
I don't have a brother. I don't have a brother.
He's got.
Well, I do have a brother.
But no.
That's not true. I have a brother, but not anywhere she could get a hold of him.
Come on, you could.
Huh?
No.
Oh, yeah. Just sorry. Sorry.
I
got
I'm
the best.
One of a kind.
I got the best of the best.
I'm okay.
They're not her
him.
Sisters.
No. No.
They're from a different
breed. I'm a
single
child,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm the same way with my family. Like you talk about your struggles with your family, and I don't really talk to my family
yeah.
or my.
So
sister.
Then it doesn't matter if they know.
No.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
People
the
know,
only people
well,
that I worry about is the children. Like,
yeah.
Well, and how it's perceived. Like, our
right.
friends, they have done a really good job with their kids.
Okay.
And their kids are grown now. The last one is going to be, what, 16?
Okay.
And so, because they've been married so long and they've been in the lifestyle for so long, and I feel like the lifestyle has kind of changed for them. They have
yeah.
really gotten a great group of friends.
Okay.
Out yeah. of the situation.
Yeah, they do really cool stuff. They
yeah.
they have this group of eight or so couples are about, you know, that,
yeah.
that they go to campouts in Breckenridge
right.
and they
and
take
they
over
fun
a hotel.
Right. Just,
they do
just
campouts,
the group
like
of them.
They all go to Chatfield and they'll get 25 spots all around each other.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're not
that's...
nude events or swap events, but you know,
well, they are
they can be
events.
Swinger events
and
in different
they do
campers
play
and they
with
play
different
around
people.
From different
right, things. Absolutely.
But there's no open nudity. What's
okay.
the it's not an appeal to us.
Okay.
They're yeah. always asking us to go to the camping trips and stuff like that. It's like, great. Can I run around out there
out
naked?
There, right.
It's like, well, no,
thing.
No,
yeah.
we're at Chatfield. Well, then I don't need to go
right.
jump into Sally's tent while Shana's over in Tom's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah,
just
that's
not
well,
our
they
thing.
They don't play
yeah.
separately. They play together with the other people
yeah.
the same way. But like, you four go play and we're just going to be over here playing together, watching you guys
yeah,
play
right.
over there. You know what I mean? And so they have been the most accepting people of that.
Yeah.
aspect of
yeah.
our life, you know, because
and,
it is
yeah.
like, you know.
So we don't
want to
go
like,
infiltrate their situation where they're with people that are all like-minded.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we are not
right.
yeah.
like-minded.
Well,
because
the worst thing is when you are approached time and time again. and you're like, no, no, then it's just like, oh, come on. You want to just sit down the group and be like, okay, guys, this is our story. This is what we do. You know what I mean? And this is it. But sorry, Jim, you've been really hitting on me hard tonight, and I'm not, that's not happening. You got to get rid of that sweater vest. You know what I mean? That's so amazing. But some people have no boundaries. Like, we have seen women that just lay down and take a train. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like,
to Georgetown.
Well, I mean, even like,
I'm not that.
And like,
I'm not that.
I'm not that either.
And when, like, we went to the Halloween party. We went to the Halloween party and we knew some people there. And she walked away and just starts making out with another dude. That's okay for them, I guess. But for us, it's not a thing. It's more like we talk and we're like, okay, do you like that couple? Should we go talk to them?
Yep. And for me, I'm a little more jealous. If I come in and Sean's making out with some chick, that chick's not going to have a face in a minute. You know what I mean? It's not her fault. It's
We're all over this lifestyle. And see, you know what I mean? It's like,
we thought we'd have jealousy issues. We were worried about that. And we've never had
jealousy issues.
No, which is, I guess.
Good. I hope that that stays that way.
Yeah.
You know what I think for me is, before I met Sean, I had, could have, would have anyone, anything I absolutely wanted at any time. So that's very much the swinger lifestyle to me. That's what people want. They want to be able to do that. They want to, well, I would go through people, man, just like a tissue. Oh, and sometimes just for sport.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, conquer. You know, like,
I did too.
Essentially, like a man would do, a notch on your bedpost type deal. So then when I met Sean, it introduced this whole new realm of intimacy that I've never, ever found. So then it was like, I don't need to be out doing that because, and that's what I told our friends when they came on, the poly couple, and I told her, and I was like, fuck this, I'd rather just be a dirty slut out there having fun doing whatever I wanted than actually having to care about another fucking person's emotional
another dude.
Golly.
I couldn't do that.
And his wife and my to have all those people in the house.
Fuck that. Fuck.
It's too much for me. I couldn't do that. Yeah. And we always are up front with couples too, that because a lot of them do turn kind of poly in this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And we're always up front with them. We're like, it's not an interest of ours at all. Like,
that's a new trend.
I have my best friend. I don't need to go through the effort of trying to do a whole other relationship. Nope. It's too much.
Yeah. And come on.
I guess for me, it is a sacred thing, right? Like, if I'm going to give all my time and attention to somebody,
that's my thing,
then it is going to be to that person.
We got
to
split it.
It is going to be, and to do it to another person, I couldn't. I would have to have a need to not have the first one to have the second one.
See, women, you guys, you can't compartmentalize like that. You're committed. You know what I mean? And that's the way it should be. And that's the way it should. I don't know. I guess I'm sounding sexist all of a sudden. But at the same time, I just think that that's a lot of work.
I
told the poly couple, I said, dude, it would really suck. I could be pissed. I could have my wife and my girlfriend pissed off at me at the same time. And I'm definitely not getting any sex.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so it's just, poly's not for me. I don't want to judge it, but I feel like it's a new trend. You know, when we started and, you know, when we got together 20 years ago and we were going to places like this, I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't something that people were doing. Uh-huh. So I think now it's become almost more and more a way for people to escape the relationship they're in a little bit more.
I agree with that.
I mean? Because, you know, unless it's all about just the sex and you've got a third person there, or you just have another chick that's around the house and you guys all have sex together and you're all doing that thing. See, that doesn't feel poly to me.
No.
That feels like something else.
Yeah.
But when you're introducing a whole other couple and then now you have to worry about him and he's got to worry about her and this and that.
Yeah.
And now you've got this big ex going on of emotional.
It's a full-time job.
It's all like a great big giant king size bed, boy girl boy girl overnight,
and then it's just
a full on foursome at all times.
I get that.
I could understand more than this is my wife all the time, and that's your wife all the time. But then we're something else all the time. You know what I mean? That even sounds weirder.
Yeah.
But weird. You know what I mean? It sounds like a lot of work. But
it's a lot of work.
It makes more sense than me having to try and be invested to what she's got going on emotionally, and she's got it's this, or she's not feeling well, and oh my God, and you're on your period, and I gotta deal with you. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, I like you, you're fine. All right, I'll be right back. I'm warming the oil for Shayna. Okay. Heather's feet really killing her, baby. I gotta run over there. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I got top ramen on the stove.
That sounds like more work than fun.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to bone anybody at the end of that.
Unless you're the one.
No, I don't either.
Unless you're the one benefiting.
Right.
True.
Yeah, you guys are
the
fine.
One
you're
benefiting.
You're in your separate rooms watching love stories on Netflix. Right. Yeah. Foot rubs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. So we're benefiting. So it is like, run. Uh-huh. Keep giving. But I'm a giver.
Yeah.
I'm an equal. Everything has to be equal for me.
Yeah.
I come from a big family. And so if it's not equal, I'll be by myself.
Yep. You're like me. Christmas drives you crazy because you got to make sure you spend exactly the same amount
gifts,
on each kid.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God, that makes me crazy.
I'm the same way.
It is like detrimental.
Yes.
That it is. And he's like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, it is
yes,
big
it
deal.
Is.
Guess what? I was the youngest of five. It's a fucking big deal.
It is.
That's why this year they equally get nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, this year it's all about us. This is the first year.
Well, we say that when all the kids are out of the house. That is us, we're too. We're back. Like, we're going to Mexico. It's going to be like Christmas with the cranks.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Get out of here.
This is our first Christmas without them here. And so we're just going to kind of do our thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
See, that's the one we have to sway to be a swinger. I'm obsessed with Tim Allen. I think he should be a swinger.
I love him.
Tim Allen?
Oh, yeah.
I love him, too.
I flew all the...
I think he would be a selfish lover.
Absolutely.
I don't care, though, if it's just a swinger thing. I don't care for a swinger thing. I'm not marrying the man.
Nah, just maybe play with him a little
bit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I always think of it like this. It's like, sometimes I feel like a cat, right? Like... batting something around on the table. I'm really enjoying this right now. And then you're like, I'm done. Yeah. And you know, what's going on?
And you know what? You asked me this morning when the cat was knocking the Lego down the hallway. You're like, gosh, it'd be great to be entertained that easily. That's me.
Yeah. You're like, I'm done.
I'm done.
That's me. And then it's done. I'm done. Yep. And they're like, oh, this was your favorite toy. I'm like, nah. I'm good. Done. Totally done.
So what's now? What are you guys doing now? You're just going to just keep going?
Just keep going.
We are.
Yeah.
And go into this X-rated crochet koozie business.
Yeah, I'll make more X-rated crochet.
I love it. What'd you stuff in those?
Just stuffing.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah,
brilliant.
Definitely a wiener. Yeah. You gotta make sure.
I'll make you a wiener, and I'll send you a wiener for sure.
That's so great.
She makes everybody a penis cover.
Yeah, everybody that we end up having sex with, I have made them a penis warmer.
Oh, what are those called? They're called a thing.
A penis warmer.
No, they're called something.
Do they have a name?
Yes.
Yeah. You can get them online.
Yes.
I love it. Well, you should probably crochet some real bikinis.
She does.
The girls get bikinis.
Yeah. Yep.
I had someone.
That's awesome.
What the hell are
they
called?
Said they were going to make him some shorts, but they never did.
Oh. Yep. So one woman called a show and got all these plans and measurements and was going to crochet me a pair of shorts.
Oh, I will.
I never got them.
Oh, I could send you some. Do you want some shorts?
A Willy warmer.
Oh, wait. Show some weenie.
He wants a Speedo.
Willy warmer. No, I thought they were called something else.
See, I've crocheted these.
Oh, yeah. That's got the whole balls in there.
Yeah, it's got the ball warmer.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope you don't crochet them till after. You don't just pull them out of a bag because that'd be disappointing.
No.
You throw that baby on there.
And people that we've met a couple times.
You take measurements.
And I don't take measurements.
You guys are going to meet some great friends.
Yeah.
You're going to meet some horrible people and you're going to meet some great people.
Well, I joined a wine group that's specifically for women that are like-minded and they get together. And that's kind of fun because it's like no one is expecting anything.
It's just all a bunch of women?
It's a bunch of women, and the men go to a bar while the women sit at the house, and it's not expected for sex at all. It's just to be able to chit-chat with like-minded people, which is great for me because I want to meet friends as well along the way. I crocheted this. And
Willy warmer. That's. Oh wait. I thought it was called something else.
That's not it.
Man.
That's not it.
I don't know.
She's in it, though. No, she's in it. Oh, here. She tried the crocheted bikini on for me.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, see, I did the bikini too.
That's fucking awesome. Is there a little flower down there? What's on the bottom?
You did.
You added a little extra special trim.
I might have. I don't know.
I don't remember.
A little extra special trim.
You had to. You were a flower.
Oh, it looks like a little flower. That's fucking awesome.
Wow. Yeah. How long does it take you to do that?
A couple hours.
Are you
all
pretty quick?
Oh, I can. I made this thing in like an hour.
Holy balls.
Listen, I do fashion
shows.
That's
sweet. Yeah. Let's do this.
I could do this.
You could do crochet line. You could do a whole line of crochet.
That is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. It's a great one.
Familiar to you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I think that was, what, was that 13?
Oh, I could see.
Actually, we were in room 13.
Were we?
Yeah.
We were
I like it. We the were.
Don't ask how I know that.
It was
that 13. Is killer.
It was 13.
It was 13. Had, yeah.
I love it. Huh. Been in all those rooms. Yeah. Love that place.
The rooms are, I was surprised
the
how clean
The room is so
they
clean.
Are.
Oh,
that's
so they're very good at cleaning.
Yeah, that's
you
want to
know, we've been
point.
Going there like 20 years, and like half of that cleaning crew has been there
the whole
time.
Oh, that's really?
All. And the front desk ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we and the security guard.
We got yelled at because we were in our bikinis walking from the pool back to the room, and the lady thought we didn't have any clothes on. She's all, put your clothes on, well, I have a bikini, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You had
especially
a
since
get a
the buildings know, have
get
been
rid of the swimsuit
growing
and get a
up around it. Okay. Yeah, because they built that other building, and so yep. the buildings are getting taller.
Okay. Yeah,
but they're kind of grandfathered in, and yeah. so okay. that's why it's like, oh, put stay something.
Gotta
on.
Be serious.
Put something
okay.
on.
Yeah. yeah,
I told her today, I'm like, robe. We're down in Denver. Let's just go to the matinee down.
Absolutely,
totally.
Just go awesome. Do it.
What time is it? Oh,
you
yeah.
have the boy, the 21-year-old, pick up the 12-year-old.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a 40-minute drive from here.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, that's not
we didn't bring swimsuits.
You don't need them.
Why would you?
You
don't need them.
Rent a towel.
Well, that's what everyone yeah. always teases us. And it's like, oh, no, you have to be naked in our hot tub. You know what I mean? And they're like, what? Because when you are naked swimming, hot tubbing for so long, putting a swimsuit on, you feel awkward.
It feels weird. Yeah.
It doesn't feel right. When I stand up, there's all this weird fabric and stuff
you're
on.
You're wet.
And I'm wet.
You stay wet
I'm
longer.
Wet. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, it's like not wearing socks in the house. You know, I don't wear socks at home. I like to wear flip-flops all yeah. the time. And then yeah. when you do wear socks, you're like, ah, yeah. that's weird.
That's me. I wear flip-flops all the time. Yeah. And then yeah. I went to St. Nick's, had to put tennis shoes on, and my feet are like, you're like a cat.
Yeah.
Step foot. No, I don't like this thing. You know? That's a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Take it off. I don't want it.
I don't
it's
want
great.
It.
You guys check out the Mountaineer Ranch, though.
Okay.
You should.
We'll do we're going to have to we'll do try. That.
That's pretty great. As a native, you get so many free visits before yep. you have to pay or become
oh.
a member.
Oh.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It is.
If you don't have towels, they will rent you one for so much.
We'll have to go do that.
We'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful. And take the time. Drive around. Like, okay. drive your car, because it's huge in there. And people live up there in the summertime. They have, like, their fifth wheel or whatever.
Okay.
Up there. Yep. Drive around and look, because, like, they'll do fun stuff. They'll do golf carts. Everyone drives a golf cart.
Uh-huh.
That's how you get around
well,
the mountain.
Well, you know, the one thing about nudist resorts is it's not the people you want to run. It's not the Playboy resort.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's retirees.
No, it's real people.
It's retirees that mm-hmm. look like they're made out of leather, and they've got nice golf carts, and they're hanging out in the nudist resort.
That's not. Our nude neighbor. She looks like a leather.
Yeah. yeah. She probably yeah. goes there.
She probably does.
What's her name?
She does.
I don't know what her name is. We've never talked to them because every time I see them, they're nude and I feel weird.
Well, so wave at them. So and say, listen.
You know what you say is, I feel uncomfortable because you're naked. Let me take my top off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to talk
and
to them.
And they'll be like, oh my God.
And then they'll be like, you should come in the house. Get off yeah. the front porch. And you'll be like, right. Oops.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. We've punched it over an hour.
I love it.
It's just we could probably take another hour each to do the second segment, but that's
well, we should chat again after the summer. See how
there you go.
Yeah, right.
There
get,
you
a,
go.
Get a follow up
once
and
we've
see
done
how.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Go to yeah. a party.
We are.
Go
that's
to
our,
a party.
Yeah.
We're gonna go.
Well, we went to the Halloween party. We
no, like house
like a house
party.
Party.
But that, yeah. Where was the Halloween party? That was at the hotel or something.
Yeah. Hotel.
Yeah. Go to a house party.
Okay.
It's a whole different, it's a weird.
It's funner because it's not as big. We've done both. We've gone mm-hmm. to house parties. We've gone to hotel takeovers. We've done all of that. But the house parties are so fun. And at the hotel takeover, it was so boring. We ended up having fun in our room and everyone thought we were the playroom.
Yeah.
So
oh.
they kept
yeah,
coming
yeah,
to our door
because
we're
laughing
door, and
we're
having
laughing,
so much
having
fun. So then we got curious and went to the playroom and then
and
it knew the, why everyone was coming to
because there were dudes in there in Velcro shoes.
Oh,
yeah. And so we knew we had gone to the wrong place.
Wrong place. Huh.
But that's either way, wow. we had fun.
We had
but
so
the house party
fun.
Is way different.
It's just like a party.
You, okay. you know,
right? And they'll play games. Well, like the one we went to. they had some rooms set upstairs. Like one was just a playroom that you could go in and play. It had like some whips and they shit had
mats
in there.
On the floor or something.
And then the bedroom was open, and the master shower, because it was really big, was open. And then downstairs was a party where we played Dirty Jenga.
Dirty Jenga. A couple and some other things. Stuff.
But then we kept sneaking away to go get high.
Yeah, so we ran upstairs to the top.
And that's how we met our friends, because they were doing the same thing. Okay. Yeah. So then we were like, let's all go together.
Yeah. And so, and we've known them for a while.
Yeah,
for a over long 10 time. Years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, house party.
And we've watched their adventure. We should have them come on and talk about it.
Definitely, we should. And I would go to another house party, because they are fun.
And theirs was a little bit more saving their relationship.
Okay.
It was. There's,
because they had been married for so long.
I think so.
So many kids. They have a lot of kids. And it was like, and then the lived, they had to take on her mother.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I think that's when they started.
That is stressful.
Yeah.
That is so stressful. Yeah, we'll not talk about that anymore. I had a morning with that already. Well, awesome. I guess you guys.
I love making new friends.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys came to be on the podcast and share your experience with us. And I'm sure we'll stay friends.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we'll learn more.
We shall go camping.
Let's go. Camping. You guys camp?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Camping's fun. Camping is
fun. Fucking go camp at the hot springs.
Yeah.
Yep. It's so sweet.
There we go. That'd be fun.
It's so great.
You can have clothes on if you want.
Get a robe.
We're used to it now.
Yeah. We're used to it now.
We took our neighbor. Well, he came up and met us when we were camping. And so he's up there. And then I was just like, Marlon, like for real. So then like, I don't know, like an hour and a half later, he's just like floating across the pool with his pants over his head. Ooh. Like taking him to the side. Like, I did it. It was so funny. Like, that's right, man. That's right.
That's awesome.
All of our neighbors have seen us naked.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they have. If they have eyeballs.
Yeah, right.
We're the naked neighbors.
We are the naked neighbors.
We're the naked neighbors.
Naked neighbors.
Sean has cleaned all of the gutters in his Speedo.
I have.
Because that's as naked as he could be that high up on a ladder.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get all over covered. So. I don't like tan lines either. Come on. A boy can... All right, say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.